On that glorious and Sunday picturesque day, as I sat on the beach with my child, I wept because I realized that I was joining the chorus of so many weeping mothers around these United States who wept as their children died on streets or in schools or in situations in movie theaters or college campuses. That it is not enough for me to get up and preach a gospel if I was not actively engaged in being part of what it meant This morning, the second hour will be with Teresa, and so I invite all of you to squeeze into the reception room, or if we have to find a bigger room, I would be thrilled, so that we may continue to talk with Teresa about what it might mean for us as this congregation in Philadelphia to run and seek God's justice. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us. God, may clean our hearts within us. How can it be, O God, among a nation so in love with destruction and violence, with strife and contention, that you hear our every cry for help? By what miracle and mystery did it come to pass that you sought us seeking you and have come today to our house? Who but a God like you would love unlovable us? We thank you that beyond our deserving, you are the sure redeemer of those who are more lost than they realize. We praise you that in spite of all the other gods we call upon, you continue to be the mighty fortress of those who call upon you in the nighttime. Help us, we pray this morning, to begin again with you and with one another. In the presence of your word and your word made flesh, humble us, chasten us, redeem us from the life we are living apart from your love and at odds with your justice. Insinuate the vision of your reign in these days filled with the cacophony of pretenders to power. Silence those of us who have been speaking to ourselves for centuries, that we may hear each voice whose present anger is but the underside of hope. And in hearing, by your grace, be changed. Send prophets more and more to dismantle the systems masquerading as justice that continue to enslave your children. Set your church as a sentinel on the rampart to keep watch for every evidence of eternity invading time. Then fill the skies again with angels, dispelling our fears of the stranger, the other, the alien, until we quit the fields where we abide and run. Run to behold Christ's face in each one. Run to behold Christ's love for each one. All these things we ask and more, that the broken be mended, the sick be healed, the lost be found, the brokenhearted be comforted. In the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you now to offer to God the gift of your whole life, and your tithe, and your offering. depression of 1960.